قال امیر المؤمنین علی علیه السلام زکات العلم نشر.
سبحان الله حمدا لله ولا اله الا الله.
We are very pleased and proud to be in the service of my dear brother Mr. Dr. Hamid Al-Sultan Mushafi. It is appropriate to thank the audience for their participation in this session. In addition, we would like to thank all the thinkers, dignitaries, and the honorable brothers who participated in person or virtually. What I want to say is that religion can be influential in human lifestyle in different ways. Religion contains awareness, insights, and main attitudes that play a role in giving a style to people's life. Religion gives a person original knowledge and attitude in relation to God, the other world, and human beings, so that in this way he can have clear images of the world. By presenting insights, awareness, values, norms, feelings, and social patterns, Islam and Quran has been able to show the greatest impact on the way people live. The last heavenly origin religion has shown a solution for the internal and external needs and has guided the man to his destination by offering diverse behavior patterns, which has happened in the world community and Iranian society in the last three decades. The most important factor is finding the importance of the lifestyle category. Why is the lifestyle phenomenon important? Conceptology of life, lifestyle, theories, definitions and factors of the emergence of the concept of lifestyle, general methodology, definition of Islamic lifestyle, component, related concepts, Islamic lifestyle as an independent knowledge subject of Islamic lifestyle, statement of Islamic lifestyle, purpose of Islamic lifestyle, structure of Islamic one, and the lifestyle issues, strategic tasks of stylist. Interdisciplinary studies the formation process of the Islamic lifestyle and the relationship between the Islamic lifestyle and the knowledge of jurisprudence and ethics. The Islamic way of life has many differences compared to the Western way of life. The concept of lifestyle with the Western attitude is a kind of glamorous, luxurious, fashionable, and worldly life. From the point of view of Islam, the lifestyle is based on patterns that are taken from the text of Revelation and the sayings of religious leaders. In the Islamic view, life is a struggle in harmony with the traditions of existence and the laws of the world. Living based on the positively on the laws that God has created in the world leads man to his destination and gives a positive answer to the sublime concerns of mankind. Undoubtedly, the first issue regarding the knowledge of Islamic lifestyle is to explain the general research methodology in this field. Islamic lifestyle as a macro project has a general methodology. The first problem in the general methodology of lifestyle from the Islamic point of view is the definition of the status. The definition of the Islamic lifestyle has components and constructive elements that can be considered in this way: behavioral patterns, ontology of style, insights, values, influence of geographical situation, endogenous behaviors. Lifestyle is a gradual phenomenon, an individual and social lifestyle. Lifestyle can be considered an independent knowledge and in this context. The subject of propositions is necessary. The purpose, method, structure, task, and process are discussed. The title of Mr. Dr. Alizadeh's speech is Quranic Principles of Lifestyle in Shia Heritage. What the professor says include the following themes: lifestyle in four levels. Interaction with God, interaction with oneself, interaction with the other people, and the interaction with the environment, and the relationships of these four levels in the Quran and the Shiite heritage. I must say that if you have any question, please ask them in turn. Now we are waiting for the professor. The professor that presents his valuable words. Start, please, Doctor.
Yes. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Abidin al-Sain, fa innahu khayrana wa salam wa ma'in. Wa salatu wa salam ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina. Abil Ghasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. قال على الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله الأعظم روحي بأرضاه ونال شرف مقدم الفدا. Thank you, brother, Dr. Ahlamani, for your good informative. Alhamdulillah, and fully structured discussion about the lifestyle gives us many information about that. But here we have, Alhamdulillah, your professors, which we take benefit from. Dear Professor Dr. Shakir Nejat, but according to some thing which the burden is on my shoulder. So I started our discussion with a short introduction about the lifestyle. As dear brother said, the lifestyle is the way of the live, how we can live a person. The method and the way of living, including daily life, including the living with and interaction with others, with the peoples, with the mothers, fathers, and the family, and also with the God, and also interaction with ourselves. So we can say the lifestyle includes all these categories of interaction. So in this, inshallah, a session, I would like to discuss about these four categories of interactions and four categories of relationship which we have during our daily life. So the Islamic and Quranic lifestyle focuses on human life in four eras: God, self, others, and the environment, as my brother said. So when we refer to the Quran and to the Ahadith and then the Sunnah, we see the moral teachings of Islam can be categorized in these four categories. The first one is the relationship and instructions about the one's relationship with God, so which includes how we can speak with God, ask from God, and the something which comes in the Islamic heritage and the Shi'i heritage in the Sunnah and Quran. And the second one, instruction about one's relationship with oneself. So it is not just the relationship with the others. We have a relationship with oneself, with our soul, with our heart. Which we refer to the Quran, we have some terms, special terms, which is referred to the oneself, like the heart, qalb in Arabic term. And the instruction about one's relationship with others, including family, relatives, and friends, and colleagues, and so forth and so on. And this fourth one, as my brother also said, interactions about one's relationship with environments, including the animals, plants, air, water, and so forth and so on. So, in this session, in a short discussion, which I, inshallah, have here, I want to say that the two first category, I mean, the relationship with God, and the second one, the relationship with our soul, is the main and the major relationship which we have. And if we well-formed these two categories, I mean, these two relationships, so the second, and the third, and the fourth one also will well-formed. So if we have good relationship with God, if we have good relationship with ourselves, so the relationship with others and with the environment will be well-formed, so automatically. So, let me start with the relationship with God, and I will refer to the Quran and the Hadith, and gives us some characteristic and some features which we can find in the Quran. The first thing which we refer to the Quran, when we refer to the Quran, the first relationship which we should have with God is the remembrance of God. Zikrullah in the Arabic term. So there are many verses in the Holy Book of Quran which command the believers to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and God. For example, in the chapter 3, verse 41, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّهْ بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْأَبْكَارِ. And also there are many verses, وَذْكُرْ اسْمَ رَبَّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. In other verses, we see many verses in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recommends us to remember God, and remembrance God is the first step for having a good lifestyle and the other relationship. I mean, when the one who has this characteristic, so the other characteristic will comes in his heart. Or we can say the other verses in this regard is الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَتْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. Those who believe and whose heart finds sincerity by the remembrance of God, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. Surely by God's remembrance, heart finds sincerity and tranquility. So this is the first thing which comes in the relationship with God. The daily life lifestyle which we have is the remembrance of God. The second one is worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because as you know, in our lifestyle we have in daily life we should categorize our life in according to the recommended, which comes from Hadith and Quran. One of the most important parts of our daily life should be spent in the worshipping. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Book of Quran gives us many verses in this regard for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, inna anzalna ilayka al-kitaba bil-haq fa'abudillah mukhlisan lawuddin fa'abudillah. Therefore worship God being sincere to him in obedience. Or also in the chapter 6, verse 162, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايِ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So here also one thing which comes, which can take from these verses, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي here is worshipping, وَنُسُكِي also is worshipping, وَمَحْيَايِ وَمَمَاتِي. مَحْيَايِ here is referring to the hayat, to the life. mahyay, and lifestyle, and our daily life, worshipping and everything. And mamati also is our my death and my life are all for God. It is the relationship with God. So in our daily life, in our lifestyle, we should put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the first, point of the our daily life. So mahyaya wa mamati here is just for God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are some other things in this category, I mean, in the worshipping, in the relationship with God, trusting in God, repentance also is one of the thing which comes in the first category, I mean, the relationship with God. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَسُوحًا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ إِنَّ رَبِّي رَحِيمٌ وَدُودٌ. So one another thing which comes in the first category, I mean in the relationship with God, is the repentance and returning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does it mean, repentance? Repentance also means the returning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, returning to the right path. You know, we recite in the Quran, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, guide us to the right path. So sometimes we are deviated from the right path. So returning to the right path, the one who is deviated from the right path should be returned and back to the right path. So returning to the right path, and repentance comes from this meaning. So because of this, also we have in the Quran, the mu'mineen and the believers say in their qunut, in their prayer, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ هَدَيْتَنَا. Our Lord, don't deviate our heart from the right path after you guided us. So, deviating from the right path is something which is happening in our daily life. The man and the one who is in the life, Islamic lifestyle, who are applying the Islamic lifestyle in their life, repent and come back and return to the right path after deviating from this right path. So this is also very important, brothers and sisters, to mentioning in this regard, which there are some signs for those who are in the right path. Maybe someone asked us, is there any signs for those who are in the right path? If we are in the right path, what are these signs? So for answer to this question, also we can refer to the Quran and Hadith. There are some signs for those who are in the right path, those who have good relationship with God. The first sign of those who are in the right path is their believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah lahada alladhina amanu. Those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a sign for those who are in the right path, is those who guide to the right path. The second sign is repentance, which we are discussing here about it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Yahdi man anaba ilayhi. Yahdi man anaba ilayhi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide those who return toward Him. So repentance is a sign by which we can understand, are we in the right path or not. So if we are from those who repent towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can understand we are in the right path and we have signs of those who are in the right path. the third signs of those who are in the right path is the those who have good relationship with Ahlul Bayt also. I mean, the Ahlul Bayt themselves are the right path. Aliyun salatun salam, Ali is the right path. We have verses, some hadith in this regard. In the Jama'a Kabira, which says, Antum hudatul abrar. You are the right path. So the good relationship, if we have, lifestyle, if our daily lifestyle, is like to the Ahlul Bayt, we can understand we are in the right path, and the those who guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the first category. I just can say skip some thing in this regard. The second category, which is the relationship with oneself. I said that we have four categories: relationship with God, and the second one, relationship with oneself and our soul. In this regard, the first thing with and the first and step is the purification of soul. How we should interact with our soul? The first step is the purify. We should purify our soul. We should purify our heart for having good lifestyle, for having a, can say, Islamic and Quranic lifestyle. So purification of the soul is the first step in this regard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put emphasis on the purification and purity of the human soul by swearing 11 times in the verses, وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْزُّهَاهَا وَالْغَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا وَالْلَّيْلِ إِذَا يَخْشَاهَا وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا تَهَاهَا وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْحَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. After this 11 swearing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَهَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Those who purify himself and his soul, قَدْ أَفْلَهَ, certainly will, we can say, successful and reach to the salvation and felicity. So, the purification of the heart is the thing which is very important in the our daily life and in the relationship with ourselves. Ourselves in the Quran, as I mentioned at the first, when we refer to the Quran, we can understand there are many terms for referring to the ourselves, to the oneself. One of the most important of that terms is the qalb, or heart. When we refer to Quran, there are many, I think more than 100 times the word heart is repeated in the Quran. So, one term which comes in the Quran, which is referred to the soul, which we can say is the heart and qalb. And when we refer to the Quran, we have at least two types of heart: qalbun marid, or sick heart, and qalbun salim, or sound heart. You know, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says fi qulubihim maradun in the chapter Baqarah, fi qulubihim maradun fazadahum Allah maraza. There are diseases in their hearts, so Allah added to their disease. It is the, meaning the sick heart, and the sick heart has some signs. The sick heart cannot understand each and everything. For example, the Quran says, "Inna fi dhalika ladhikra liman kana lahu qalb." I mean, here is liman kana lahu qalbun salim. Inna fi dhalika ladhikra liman kana lahu qalb. The one who has purified hearts. So there is a reminder. Zikra here means a reminder. In the Quran, there is a reminder just for those who has purified heart. So, knowing and understanding and applying the lessons of the Quran depended to the having a purified heart. So, and also there are some other verses. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts, but they don't understand by that. Let me give you a very short hadith in this regard from the our prophet, in which the prophet says, our heart is like iron, as well as iron rust, our heart is also rust. Someone asked the prophet, how we can polish the rusted heart? The prophet said, there are three things by which we can purify it and polish our rusted heart. The first one is tilawat al-Quran, reciting the Quran. And as the Quran says, "Inna fi dhalika ladhikra liman kana lahu qalb," the one who has polished heart and purified heart can understand, and is a reminder on that. Then the second one is advising and maw'idha, and the third one, dhikrul maut, and remembering the death or the remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of these three things refer to the remembering of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we can say God's remembrance. And also there are some other verses in which we can see يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. There, there is no benefit for the mal and banun, and we can say poverty and the sons and daughters. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Except those who have قَلْبٌ سَلِيمٌ, a sound part. Yeah, okay. So, the relationship with oneself, and the oneself, as I mentioned, the comes from qalb, is one of the most important relationship, is the purifying our hearts and purifying our soul. And also one of the most important and major task of the prophets, and one of the aims behind all their, we can say, Rasala and the endeavors in the and teachings of Divine Message, was the helping people to purify their souls. And the Quran says, وَالَّذِي بَعْثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُذَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. So, according to the verse, وَالَّذِي بَعْثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ, and reciting and teaching the lessons of the Quran, is the aim of this is يُذَكِّيهِمْ وَيُذَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. And يُذَكِّيهِمْ is comes before the ta'aleem, and we can say teaching. So يُذَكِّيهِمْ and purifying, so teaching. I just skipping more and fastly from this point, because each and every of these verses needs more discussion about that, and because the priority, why the يُذَكِّيهِمْ is comes first, and so after that the يُعَلِّمُهُمْ, and there are many discussion in this regard. So let me skip from this, the first one, the purifying of the heart. The second one, the self-control, is on one of the thing which comes to the self, the relationship with the self, self-control. And it is one of the most important, we can say, thing in our daily life. And we also have many verses in this regard. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَحَ النَّفْسَ. وَنَحَ النَّفْسِ means self-control, and al-hawa, and as for him who fear to stand in the presence of his Lord, and forbid his own soul from its whims and, we can say, caprices. So, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَعْوَى. For those who have self-control, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَعْوَى. Surely the paradise is the, we can say, about. So, in the self-control, when we refer to verses, there are many verses in this regard. When we refer to the verses and hadith regarding the self-control, one of the most important topic in this regard is fearing. The one who fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a good self-control on his self, on his heart. I mean. So, fearing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the main step for having self, for controlling our on our soul. Fearing and fear also is one of the most important topic in lifestyle, in our morality and ethics. And we can have we as you know, there are two different and two opposite meaning. First, fear sometimes we as a negative. We can say characteristic. Sometimes it is the positive characteristic for people and for man. So, fearing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fearing from death and the hereafter, fearing from the su'ul aqibah and bad destiny, and fearing from sin are some fear which is the positive fear which we should have in our daily life, and the consequences of this fearing is the self-control and controlling on ourselves. Let me give you a short saying of Imam Ali alayhi salam in his Nahj al-Balagha, in which Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Kana li fima madha akhun fi Allah, fa kana yu'azzimuhu fi ayni sighar ad-dunya fi aynih." And it is a line. It just I want to focus on the one part of this saying. "Kana idha badahu amran yanzuru ayyuhuma aqrabu ila al-hawa." فَيُخَالِفُهُ. This is the self-control. فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِهَذِهِ الْخَلَائِقِ فَأَلْزِمُوهَا وَتَنَافَسُوا فِيهَا فَإِنْ لَمْ تَسْتَتِئُوهَا فَأَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ أَخْذَ الْغَلِيلِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ تَاكِلْ كَثِيرٌ. Maa alayhi salam in this saying wants to say that the one of the characteristics of the believers is controlling on our soul, and when two things confronted him, he would see which one is more, we can say, close to his vein, and we should put aside this thing. I mean, when we are, and we cannot decide which one is good, which one is bad, we should put aside those who are close to the veins. So it is the self-control. So just I want to skip. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is it? Okay. All of this characteristic which I mentioned in these two categories, I mean the relationship with God and the relationship with oneself, it is two important points. So if we have good relationship with God, and if we have good relationship with oneself, and if we purified ourselves, if we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every times and every seconds of our life, have purified ourselves, so this the third and the fourth one, which is the relationship with others, relationship with the environment, with the animals and so forth and so on, will be well formed. The one who has purified heart, the one who has good relationship with ourselves, the one who have good relationship with God, has good relationship with his family, his friends, and so forth and so on. Good has good relationship with, I mean, the environment, air, and so forth and so on. So, I think that's enough. Yeah, brother? No, I think that's enough. Because we have your professor here, just as a conclusion, as I mentioned again, I just repeated that again. So the lifestyle, which means the way and the method of living in this daily life, in the daily life, has four categories and has four aspects. The relationship with God, relationship with oneself, relationship with others, and relationship with the environment. And I said that these two first formed the two last. If we have two first in a good way, in a good manner, the two last will be, inshallah, well formed. Thank you again, brothers and sisters. If you have sisters, I don't know, in the online brothers and sisters, and I hope inshallah with your comments, your engagement, inshallah this discussion will be become well from inshallah. Thank you again. I'm at your service. it's very important thing which refer to the applying those teachings and instructions which comes in the Quran and the Hadith. Yes, of course, we have some instructions and moral instructions, moral teachings in the Quran and Hadith, but how we can apply these instructions and this teachings in our daily life. So I want to say that, I don't know, alhamdulillah, you are very expert in the moral, applied and applied morality and ethics. But I think that if we work on the heart and the soul and the relationship with God and oneself, and the teachings of the Quran can be easily attained and applied through those who work on his heart. So, because of this, yudakkihim according to the Quran, inna fi dhalika la dhikra liman kana lahu qalb, comes. Because when we work on our heart, when we, because it is not, not depend to the one who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because as you know, ethics is this thing which refer to our reason. It is according to we have the husn qubha aqli. It is not the husn qubha sha'ir, which is a religious ethics. It is the ethics is refer to the, our reason. So through our reason, we can also reach to the instructions. And if we work and do according to these instructions, we can refer to can do extra and more in this regard. So one another thing also professors and some teachers, as moral teachers and Islamic moral professors, says in this regard, we need a teacher in our morality, you know. So sometimes referring to the Quran, referring to the Hadith, referring to the our reason and reflecting on some morality, maybe it's not useful for us. We need a person, a teacher, to teach us and to give us and to take us to the path. So it is also one thing from some professors mentioned in this regard. Okay. No, it is not easy, as you know. It is very difficult, but it is possible. When it is possible, so we can do it. But we should work on it, as we have in the history of Islam. We have some different persons in this regard. For example, in the event of Ashura, we have a very, famous person in this regard for repentance, for Ibn Yazid al-Yahi, which is repent and return to the toward the right path. It is also a very nice story in this regard. When the Hur, in the night of Ashura, speaking with his son, Muhammad. Muhammad ibn Hur is the son of Hur. He is speaking with his son and said to his son, يَا بُنَيَّ كَرَامَاتُ الدُّنْيَا زَائِلَ وَالنَّاسِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا رَاهِلَ نَلْحَقُ بِالْحُسَيْنِ لَعَلَّنَا نَفُوزُ بِالسَّعَدَةِ. It is very important. كَرَامَاتُ الدُّنْيَا, the privilege which is which exists in this world, Zaila, is vanished. فالناس من الدنيا راحلة, and each and every person will die. So نلحق بالحسين لأن, so it is also the instruction for repentance when we refer and reflect on the, we can say, this temporary world, and to all of us will die, so we can repent. So there are some instruction for repentance, which we can refer to the some books also has been written in this regard. So, but this is not easy, as you know, as all of us know. Yeah. Okay. The purification of the heart is one of the most important, you can say, topic in the morality and ethics. There is a book which is written by Ayatollah Amini, which is also translated by the name of self-building, self-building. Ayatollah Amini also in this book gives us many instructions for building ourselves, how we can build, how we can, we can say, have control on ourselves, how we can build ourselves, how we can purify ourselves. It is a very good book for the, you can say, introduction to knowing the self and how we can build our soul. Is the question, the comparison between the Islam and Christianity, as you know, the purification of the heart and purifying of our heart is the thing which is not limited in Islam. In each and every religion we have this, we can say, instruction, we have this recommendation to purify our heart and soul. Also, we have many, we can say, chapters in the New Testament in which the Jesus Christ gives some instruction to his, we can say, companions to have purified ourselves and so forth and so on. But the distinction between these two types of purification also, we can say, is not explicit. So all of this instruction gives some, we can say, some law, some rules to purify yourself from sins, from the, we can say, some dirties, which and some, we can say, as I mentioned, the sickness and diseases which comes in our heart. So, but I don't know. We should look at the some moral, Christian moral books in this regard. Is there any differences between these two instructions or not? We should refer to the books rather.
The Sufis and the other opinion concerning Irfan can be applied by practical in the life, worldly life. The rules and the principles of the Irfan from the viewpoint of Ismailism and other sects, and Sufism and Islam. What do you mean? Yes, Sufism. Somebody say that we must remember God and give so the practical acts. Okay.
Yeah, it is the thing which some method of lifestyle, or I can say some instructions, say moral instructions and moral teachings and moral recommendation, which comes from some sects, as you mentioned, like Sufis, like Ismaili, and so forth and so on. Some part of these instructions refer to the Quran and Hadith and so forth and so on, but some of this not has another, we can say, sources, or maybe they change the there's Hadith and these verses by their self, which is not, we can say, recommended by Ahlul Bayt and the Hadith of Ahlul Bayt, but they want to give us a new instruction in this regard. So As I mentioned, there are some signs for knowing which instructions is true or not, and which one is in the right path or not. As I mentioned in the our discussion, if we can say examine this instruction by the Ahlul Bayt, if we examine this instruction by the Quran, we can understand is it right or not. So the Sufi instructions, the Sufi, you can say, teachings which comes from them for lifestyle is should be examined by Quran and Ahadith, by Saqalain. So it is, I think, the main point. You're welcome, brother. Alhamdulillah, all of things is clear. You're welcome. Thank you again, brothers, and especially brother. We have sisters. Yeah. Thank you, brother Habib Ahramani, Dr. Habib Ahramani, for arranging this meetings and this sessions, and also this faculty, the faculty of akhlaq or ethics and spirituality, especially your professor Dr. Fakir Najat, for arranging and managing these sessions, and the other brothers and sisters which comes and participate in this. Thank you again, and wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.